Hey y'all, and welcome back to Surviving Me. As you can see, we're real cozy today. It's Sunday. We in a row with it, and it is Aquarius season. Happy birthday to every Aquarius, whether your birthday passed or whether your birthday is coming up. Happy birthday from Surviving Me. I love me some Aquarius. Every Aquarius I have in my life right now, I love them bad. They're so real, they're so honest, and it's honestly really hard not to love them because of how real that they are. If you have an Aquarius in life, then you know exactly what I mean. Only right that we give them a moment. It's their time. It's their season. So we have to do their episode. It's only right. So jumping right on into it, Aquarius season has a different kind of energy. It's not loud and it's not emotional in the ways other seasons can be. It's observant. It's detached. It's aware. And the message for the season is so simple. It's literally detach, heal, elevate. Not react. Not explain, not prove, just rise. Jumping into segment one, which is detach. Aquarius energy teaches emotional detachment, not coldness, but clarity. This season is asking you to look at situations without absorbing them, to observe instead of react, to recognize when something isn't yours to carry. If people are gossiping, if people are projecting, if people are misunderstanding you, Aquarius energy says, this is not your burden. Not everyone will understand your growth. Not everyone will celebrate your boundaries. And not everyone will clap when you evolve. Unfortunately, that's the hard truth. We got some haters. Some people are just natural haters. And you know what? That is okay. Okay, we have to learn to be okay with accepting things for what they are, no matter how messed up they may sound, because unfortunately that is life. And nobody said that this life was all colorful and roses. Not all the time. Attachment doesn't mean you don't care. It just means you refuse to internalize what does not belong to you. This season is about realizing that other people's reactions are often reflections of their own wounds, not your wrongdoings. You don't need to lower your vibrations to defend yourself. You can let them talk and you can keep ascending. Okay, jumping into segment two, which is heal. This second message of the season is quieter, but is deep. Prioritize self-healing. Aquarius gives so much to community, to causes, to conversations, to ideas. But when was the last time you poured that same energy into yourself? This season is asking, are you staying busy to avoid sitting with yourself? Are you helping everyone else but ignoring your own wounds? Are you performing strength instead of practicing healing? Real healing takes time. It takes honesty and it takes choosing yourself. Even when it feels selfish, there is no rush. Open wounds don't become scars overnight. Growth doesn't happen on a timeline. Aquarius energy says step back, slow down, tend to yourself. You deserve the same compassion you give to everyone else. Jumping into segment three, which is elevate. Once you detach, once you heal, you elevate. Elevation isn't loud. It's quiet, but it's confident. It's not responding to everything. It's not explaining yourself to everyone. It's not shrinking to fit spaces you've outgrown. It's choosing peace. It's choosing clarity. It's choosing yourself without apology. Aquarius energy is about rising above the noise, above the drama, above the projections. Not because you think you better, but because you're becoming better. And you can step in there. You can stand on that because you could a big stepper. Aquarius niggas don't say they real, but we real, okay? And that requires space. So jumping right into the glow moment, you don't have to react to everything that touches you. You really don't. Some things are meant to pass through you, not live inside you. Detach, heal, elevate, in that order. Jumping right into the letter to the listeners. Before you go, I want you to hear this clearly. You are not responsible for managing other people's opinion of you. You are responsible for your healing, for your peace, for your elevation. If something feels heavy right now, ask yourself, is this mine to carry? If the answer is no, release it. Aquarius season isn't asking you to be perfect. It's asking you to be free. Free from over-explaining, free from over-giving, free from overreacting. You are allowed to grow quietly. You are allowed to heal privately. You are allowed to elevate without announcement. That's your right, and I'm saying it and I'm giving it to you. Okay? Happy birthday. Every Aquarius out there, if this episode resonated with you, take a moment to rate and leave a comment. It helps Surviving Me reach the people who need these conversations. And don't forget to subscribe to the Glow Letter on Substack for deeper reflections and journal prompts that go beyond the mic. Share this episode with someone who needs permission to detach and protect their peace, and say happy birthday to that Aquarius if you're sending it to an Aquarius. Thank you for being here and thank you for choosing yourself. As I always say, no matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone. And you're not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it. And I will see y'all next episode.
I've battled the silence, I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deeper than deep. I'm surviving.